Welcome to Corner of the Galaxy, the show that talks 100% LA Galaxy soccer. We're glad you could join us. Now it's time to sit back and relax as your hosts navigate through the twisting, turning, but never boring world of the five-time MLS Cup champion LA Galaxy. You're listening to Corner of the Galaxy on cornerofthegalaxy.com. Now here's your host, Josh Gessman.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Corner of the Galaxy on cornerofthegalaxy.com. Josh Gessman with you once again. It's me all by my lonesome tonight. Gave Wendy the night off. We've had technical difficulties almost the entire week getting this show even ready to set up, so I didn't want to put anybody through that. So I guess I'll just put all of you through it. I guess that's not how it'll work. But we do have a lot of fun stuff, it looks like, all set up for you tonight, so I'm glad that you could join us. Maybe you just got done watching the U.S. Men's National Team 2-0 win over Trinidad and Tobago, if you happen to be one of those lucky people. Maybe you're getting ready to watch Mexico. Maybe you're going to watch the Mexico game with Giovanni Dos Santos, possibly, while instead listening to the audio from this. Whatever it is, we certainly appreciate you joining us. We have a lot to get to as well. Should be pretty interesting. There is a lot of stuff going on in this international break of the LA Galaxy have, obviously just coming off of a 0-0 draw with DC United. A game that was not exciting to watch. I don't think anybody would say it was a barn burner of excitement. Not saying that it was pretty in terms of the style of the play or anything else, but a 0-0 draw after winning your first three games of a four-game road trip. First of all, when do MLS teams ever go on a four-game road trip? In terms of there were no other games played, and there were four games in a row all played, unless you have like a new stadium opening. I think Toronto did it a little while back whenever they were renovating BMO Field. Or if you're one of those extreme north teams, maybe somebody like Montreal who can't play in the snow and then their indoor stadium isn't ready for some reason, that's when you have like four, five, six, seven, eight, nine games on the road in a row. But the LA Galaxy didn't have any of those issues. There was a game that was rescheduled. It was supposed to be a midweek game against the Colorado Rapids. That was rescheduled. It was going to be between the San Jose game and the DC United game. So probably a good thing that that one got rescheduled. But still, four road games in a row, and we've said it a million times already. But who expected the LA Galaxy, a team that had 6 points at home from their first five games, I believe that's right. I'd have to look at the schedule again and look at the standings again. But whenever you look at the LA Galaxy and what they were able to do, they weren't winning. They looked like they were going to lose. Looked like Kurt Arnolfo was going to get fired. I mean, just go back and think for a second about what it took to get the LA Galaxy three wins in a row on the road. You had the win over New York Red Bulls, which I think we can all imagine the LA Galaxy played well, but New York played horribly. All right, and then there was the win against Minnesota United. Again, Minnesota United actually dominated a lot of that game. LA Galaxy come up with an own goal there at the end. Alisson Drini putting the ball in a dangerous spot. Throws it into the mixer, as they say, and gets the own goal. So that happened. You get the win over San Jose, the statement-making win over San Jose at Avaya Stadium. First time LA Galaxy have ever won at Avaya Stadium. A 4-2 victory. Yila Van Dam showing the crest. Given a little, I just have a pocket on my shirt if you're watching the live show. Just a pocket. That's it. Nothing too excited there. But nonetheless, you look at all this and you have to go back. And, you know, somebody told me, they said, and it may have been on a Facebook comment or it may have been something. It's like, you know, don't lose sight of how bad this team was before they went on the road. And don't lose sight of how bad this team was in a 0-0 draw against Philadelphia Union, in a 2-2 draw against Chicago, which showed the first half of soccer that might have actually been decent for the LA Galaxy in the early season. The game that Jermaine Jones goes out injured, Yila Van Dam gets sat down, and the LA Galaxy score two goals in the second half, come back and tie that game. I mean, it's almost, you always want to say, like, statement making, you know, what turned teams around, and you go back and you look at that particular game, and I think it means a lot. I think it means a ton, going back and looking at that. But now, with Jermaine Jones on the verge of being healthy, on the verge of coming back, in fact, I heard, I think he's actually going to be in the broadcaster's booth and talking to the guys down for the USA-Mexico game coming up on Sunday, I believe. when you see all these things and how they're sort of taking shape, it's you're worried that things that have been going well, things that have been working well, Jermaine Jones not in the midfield. You know, Bajio Husedic was in there. Bajio Husedic breaks his leg, so now he's out. But even Rafa Garcia, Joao Pedro has been working well. Now you throw Jones back in there. You're going to throw Jones back in there. I know there's bunches of you who are saying that's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now it's going to happen. That is going to happen every day of the week. Curt Arnolfo is of the opinion, and I don't necessarily know that I 100% disagree with him. I can see where he's coming from. But Curt Arnolfo is of the opinion that Jermaine Jones is too good of a soccer player to be on the bench. That's probably true. He probably is too good of a soccer player to be sitting on the bench. But does he fit into the system the LA Galaxy have? And, you know, that's sort of where we're getting to. But you get to the DC United game. Listen, tired legs. Brian Rowe goes down injured. You got John Kempen making his first LA Galaxy start. It went well. It went what you expected to. It was a 0-0 draw. You know, Dave Romney was the most dangerous offensive player. And in a lot of ways, it reminds me of the very beginning of the year when it seemed like all the defensive players, Daniel Sterris, Dave Romney, Yella Van Damme, were the most dangerous guys. That sort of, if you're looking for something to be a little nervous about, that's what you saw in here. You saw Giovanni Dos Santos, who had some moments, but really it was the pairing of Dos Santos and Giassi Zardes that has just yielded absolutely nothing in terms of what they've been able to do together. Giassi Zardes on an island all by himself, basically. He's got a long scoring streak now that is starting to build, and I don't remember if I wrote it down or, you know, I may have actually written it down, but, you know, Giassi Zardes has not scored in a long time. The last time he scored was August 24th of 2016. This is starting to add up. Now, granted, it's only been about 10 games because he got injured in the August 27th against Vancouver. That's when he went out, and he hadn't really played, and he missed a couple games at the beginning of the season. We're only to about 10 games on a scoreless streak here, but if you're the LA Galaxy, you need to be worried because this is a Zardes. This is a Giassi Zardes. Yeah, 846 minutes of scoreless soccer for Giassi Zardes. He hasn't scored that long. And this is a guy that in the last 8 games has only missed 12 minutes. Right, this is a guy who we're constantly being asked to go 90 minutes for whatever reason to work himself back into shape, and it is not working himself back into shape or back into form. He doesn't look as fast. And I've heard it from everybody. We had it on the Monday night show. Go back and listen to Kevin Baxter and I talking on Monday night. Bunches of calls asking why Emmanuel Boateng is one of the first guys substituted. Asking why Emmanuel Boateng isn't staying on the field longer than Giassi Zardes. I think even Yella Van Damme was poking fun at Emmanuel Boateng on Twitter when he said something of the nature is like, Boateng made it say, oh, I'm exhausted. He goes, you mean what you look like after the 30th minute? Right? So even Boateng's getting some crap from some of his friends, from some of his some of the guys who are around him about about him not staying in the game. And is Boateng that much more tired than Giassi Zardes? At this point, it's a great question. What's going to happen with Giassi Zardes? I hate to break it to everybody, but Giovanni Dos Santos was named to the Confederations Cup. He's gone for most of June, and we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But the LA Galaxy, you're going to need offense. You're going to need guys like Jack McInerney, Jack McBean, Giassi Zardes, anybody else they can throw up there who could possibly have an impact on this LA Galaxy offense because you saw it in this game. Your most dangerous chances come from Dave Romney. Big ups on you, Dave. Dave also had some dental surgery, by the way. I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, but he was missing a front tooth. Apparently, in the RSL game, he had a tooth knocked out or tooth damaged so much. They went in there, put a temporary in, and then he was just able to go ahead and get back in to get the permanent. So if you saw that on social media, that was Dave Romney sporting the toothless look up front. Missing a tooth, but apparently all permanent and now fixed and in good working order, so don't expect him to be out for missing a tooth. Not a problem. I'm sure there's plenty of hockey players who would envy him only missing one tooth. But yeah, so Dave Romney's your most dangerous guy here. Joao Pedro played fine. Roman Alessandrini is this endless bundle of energy that just keeps going and going and going, and I said it on the Monday show, I'll say it again with all of you now. I'm very, very concerned for Roman Alessandrini and his ability to continue to put in this type of effort. All right, this is a guy who wasn't playing as often as he would have liked in Marseille. This is a guy who had already played in France. He had been playing that season and then came here, the LA Galaxy, and now is still playing. So he's been in form longer, and now he's having to play right now through his normal break that he would be taking. He doesn't have that break, so there's no break for him. I only have to point to Sebastian Legette and whenever he came over and the fact that he wasn't getting a lot of minutes over in England. And then you go and you look at what he was able to do against the MLS competition there at the beginning. And what that meant. And what that meant for him. He was great at the beginning of the year, and then he fizzles. He works so hard, he fizzles out. That's where you're getting now, where I feel like Roman Alessandrini, a guy who, without him, and I'll say this joke again, I know you guys have already heard it, somebody said, where would we be without Roman Alessandrini? And it's like, you wouldn't have the amount of points that you have. Like, most of them. You wouldn't have most of the points that you have. They'd be gone. So, again, it's one of those things to keep an eye on as you continue to look at the DC United game. As you continue to look at all of these other games, that Roman Alessandrini is just working so hard. He's putting in so much effort that you worry what he's going to look like down the road. And now he's going to have to shoulder all of that burden that comes with being on the LA Galaxy when Giovanni Dos Santos is adios, gone for the Confederations Cup. The LA Galaxy do not have an easy schedule coming up. That's one of the things I want to beat into everybody's head. The LA Galaxy have had sort of their easy schedule, and that was them on the road, all right? That the road was the easy schedule of that, okay? We're done with that. The teams they got to play were not very good. But they did their job against DC United. I guess that's where it all comes down, is that they did their job against DC United. I was of the opinion you didn't even need to send anybody. You could have forfeited this game because you'd already done everything. Let's go to head coach Kurt Arnolfo after the game. He says it's important on the result. He says it's important, but you can't rest on your laurels. And now lick the wounds, recuperate a little bit, and then get back to work, and we've got to get better. There are things we've got to continue to improve upon, and we've got a stretch now where we can work on a lot of those things. At the same time, we can give some guys some well-deserved rests that have played a lot of minutes consecutively, and we want to continue our momentum and continue to build on what's been a good stretch for us. All right, so this is also a Kurt Arnolfo on Giovanni Dos Santos. He says, touch of class. That's just what Gio is capable of. Technically gifted, physically gifted, and tactically gifted. So when he's in form, there's not many that are better. We're starting to see that in Gio, and if you look at him, he's the fittest he's ever been. He's the slimmest he's ever been, and he's been very good, and we look forward to that continuing. I think there's a lot to be said about the fittest. 2015, he comes in, plays half a season. Not a big deal, because Giovanni Dos Santos hadn't been playing that much before anyway. Another guy who may have been hurt by the fact that he wasn't playing a bunch. His first full season, 2016, Giovanni Dos Santos comes in, scores a whole bunch of goals, has a whole bunch of assists, really helps the LA Galaxy last year. I'd say a lot of those games might have just been piling on in terms of a lot of things. But he got it done, and that's sort of the whole idea. And so now you see him rounding in form just in time to go off to Mexico. All right. A long time ago, I started being club over country. I don't know if I'm there. I don't know if I can honestly argue that anymore. It's a tough argument to make, right, that your club is more important than your national team. I don't know if I'm more, but I don't like it. Just, it's probably the American in me that really doesn't like players going out in the middle of the season to go play for another team that's not your club team, who's paying you all your money. I mean, I still love like national team soccer, so it's one of those things. It's an internal struggle. I don't want to see Giovanni Dos Santos leave this team right now. One, because he's in form. Two, the LA Galaxy just seem to be getting on sort of a roll. Three, there's a bazillion injuries. All right, and so you need that stability that you have with Giovanni Dos Santos, but he's going to be off for Confederations Cup. That's not happening now. Roman Alessandrini is now the guy. He is realistically the only guy who scores goals right now. That should be scary. That is a scary thought for you right now. All right? Yeah, and anybody in the message room or in the chat room, if you're watching, you can keep me updated on the Mexico store. I would appreciate that. Open Cup game coming up too, so we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. Let's get to John Kempen. John Kempen had a decent night. Kid made some saves. He did what he was supposed to do. All of those things are a positive, a very good thing. All right, so that's it. You now have know that your third string goalkeeper can come in a pinch and get some things done. Some people said that they liked him more than Diop. Sure, I can understand. Listen, Diop is, I still think, one of the most athletically gifted keepers the LA Galaxy have. But he makes some boneheaded plays and then goes out and totally redeems himself. All right, so he's one of those guys. You're going to hate him. You're going to love him. Back and forth. You're going to be like, I can't believe he made that play. I can't. There's no way he should have done it, and he dove over the crossbar, knocked the ball with the back of his heel, and then it bounced off the corner flag and came back to him. I mean, that's amazing. That's something that Diop can do. All right, but Diop's never going to be that solid guy behind you. Okay, he's never going to be that solid goalkeeper right behind you. All right, John Kempen though did a good job, made some nice saves, did the things he's supposed to do. Two thumbs up, John Kempen. Two thumbs up. Good job. And carry on, sir. Carry on. Carry on. See how it goes. All right, because the LA Galaxy seem to be hitting the injury bug like nobody has ever hit it. They might as well just open up a triage center inside StubHub Center for all of the injured players, all right? John Kempen says, whenever you're on the road, you always want to get a result, whether that's a win or a tie. Obviously, we came here to get the win, but we ended up with a 0-0 draw. It's always good when you don't give up a goal, so we'll take the result. Well said, Mr. Kempen. Good job. All right. Let's move on now. We have LA Galaxy news to talk about. There's lots of stuff. If you're joining and you want to know, talk some transfer rumors and all that fun stuff, it's so close. It's so close. We're going to get there. All right. So quickly for LA Galaxy news, the LA Galaxy are going to spend $1 million on the Girls Academy fields. This is out at StubHub Center in one of the complexes they have there. It's $1 million to enhance the Girls Academy training fields at StubHub Center. This is going to renovate and establish field number 7 at StubHub Center. And so basically, this is going to be the primary training spot for the LA Galaxy Girls Academy, and it's ahead of their inaugural season of U.S. Soccer Girls Development Academy League. Still don't know what the end game is for this Girls Academy. Listen, I'm all for Girls Academy. Just tell me what the end goal is. Tell me what the end goal is. Tell me what we're trying to do. Is it just PR? That's cool. That's cool. Hey, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. They're sinking a ton of money into this for it just to be PR right now. All right. Now, I haven't been told that NWSL is a possibility. In fact, last time I heard, everybody was dead set against NWSL. Having lived through some of the Seoul games, I can sort of understand the hesitancy. But I do think LAFC is not going to be as timid about the NWSL as the LA Galaxy. So if you want to see any competition there, that's it. But again, $1 million spent on a turf field. It's not going to have the rubber pellets. They're doing all sorts of different things. There's all sorts of studies saying that those rubber pellets, you know, that came from recycled tires and stuff like that, guess what? Aren't good for you. All right. So they're going to use some sort of other compound in the turf. It's supposed to be a very nice field that's good for the girls. And for most of these training centers and training fields that get so much heavy use, sometimes turf is okay. This is kind of one of those times. I still don't like how much it pounds the body in terms of what it does to you. I'm sore, like twice as sore whenever I run and play on turf than I am on grass, all right? So that's sort of where we sit with the girls' academy. We talked about Giovanni Dos Santos named to Mexico's Confederation Cup. They do have 3 games coming up. Sunday, June 18th. Portugal versus Portugal, Wednesday, June 21st against New Zealand, and Saturday, June 24th against Russia, the host of the tournament. This is the Confederations Cup that always takes place the year before the World Cup in Russia. So this is all taking over in Russia. I believe Fox Sports will have live coverage of the Confederations Cup, so you can look for Giovanni Dos Santos out there. This is an interesting time for him to be away. They're going to be headed over to Russia here very soon, as soon as World Cup qualifiers, I believe, are done. So off they'll go, traipsing across the ocean to play. And that's something to look forward to in terms of getting to watch Giovanni Dos Santos play. We've talked about this before. I may be upset that Gio's leaving right now And that has nothing to do with Geo. That's just me being sort of weird and neurotic whenever it comes to the LA Galaxy and seeing them finally start to gel and not wanting to break that up. All right. That's me. That's on me. But you want Geo to do good in this tournament. I just don't think you want Mexico to do all that well in the tournament. Those are the group stage matches that I listed for you. So hopefully, you know, Geo comes back on June 25th and he's back in the game and back playing for the LA Galaxy as soon as possible, because the LA Galaxy have games on June 17th, June 21st, June 24th. So the first possible game, if Mexico doesn't make it out of the group stage, would be Saturday, July 1st. Guess what? There's a good chance Mexico makes it out of the group stage. Don't expect Gio back. Could miss games on July 1st, July 4th. All right, there's a bunch of games sandwiched together very tightly coming up for the LA Galaxy. Be prepared for that. All right, we had no home games forever, and that's one of the questions. That's just sort of one of the things. Somebody in the chat room asking, why does Kurt Anolfo make substitutions so late every game? It drives you crazy. It drives me a little crazy, too. Here's the argument against, or here's the argument for making the subs so late. Most of the time, who are you bringing on? The LA Galaxy, especially with the injuries and everything else that's going, don't have these world beaters coming off the bench. For the most part, the talent that is on this team, the talent that is sitting on the bench, isn't as good as the people who are on the field. And that's sort of a little bit of a change. You could always go to some of the veterans before when Bruce Arena. You could bring Mike McGee off the bench. I don't care if Mike had lost a step, got a little bit older, all those things. You could have brought Mike McGee off the bench. That's not straining yourself. You're bringing Alan Gordon off the bench, all these things. All right, it's just, again, for the most part, if you're winning or the game is going your direction, you're not going to make subs as quickly. For the most part. General rule can be totally turned on its head whenever you're like, I want to put more defense in. We're winning 3-0. Let's just throw some defenders in there. Let's make a change. We can take out some of the offensive players, blah, 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 all that. But it's a general rule when the game is going the way that you want it to go, or when the game is close to going the way that you want to go against DC United, 0-0 draw. Right? You're 0-0. You're still in the game. You still want to keep everybody there. There's a chance you could win this. There's a chance you could steal this game, and you need your most talented players in there. And the guys coming off the bench do not impress me most of the time. All right? I'm sorry. Are we supposed to pretend that that's not something that's happening? All right? I mean, you had Eric Lopez as the backup goalkeeper. All right? Nathan Smith as defense. So you're not bringing either of those guys in. Jack McInerney made it on the field. Raul Mendiola. Jaime Villarreal, Jack McBean, and Ariel Lassiter. Tell me how excited I should be about getting any of those guys into the team. I'd love to hear it. I'm all for it. I mean, there's one thing for sure. I think that you should have seen Jack McInerney in the game a lot sooner, or Jack McBean in the game a lot sooner, over Jossie Zardes, because I don't get what just running Jossie into the ground every game is doing to you right now. Because he's certainly not working his way back into form, so I can understand the frustration. I get it. Just wanted to touch on that. I saw a good chat room question. I figured I'd throw it in there. Why not? It's a free-for-all. We had technical difficulties. All things are going to heck in a handbasket anyway. All right. One more thing. If you're listening to a live show, it's Thursday. More than likely, you're listening to this to this on Friday. If for some reason that you didn't listen to this on Friday and it's now Saturday afternoon, you missed this, but the LA Galaxy Foundation is hosting the 5th annual LA Galaxy 5K and Cosmo Family Fun Run presented by Herbalife Nutrition at StubHub Center this Saturday, June 10th. Early risers, get there early, all right? That's all I'm going to tell you. Get there early. Running this thing. I'm going to be there. Wendy's going to be there. Probably some other people are going to be there. I'll say hi. Come up. Say hi. No problems, all right? I'm here for you guys. I don't mind. Just if I'm like mile 3, though, don't say hi to me, because that'll be about my dying point, about 0.1 miles from the finish line. That'll be the point where you don't want to talk to me. But anytime after that, well, and then directly after the race, that's probably where the paramedics will be resuscitating me after this game, because I did just get back into running, and it's been painful. It's been painful. I'm a lot older than I remember being. So get out there and run with us, though. It's great. There's this cool medal this year that actually has Cosmo's face on it. So if you're like going for the collection thing, yeah, you just got to finish. Just finish and you can get yourself a medal. I think there's a certain number of people, but if you finish in front of me, you'll get a medal. All right. I'm going to get a medal. We're all going to get medals. We can all sit there. I'll take pictures looking all beet red and all that stuff. So that'll definitely be fun. All right. Let's get to a little bit more news as we're going. LA Galaxy 2 news. Just wanted to give you an update. LA Galaxy 2 sitting in 14th place, second from last in the Western Conference. Don't be so scared about it. Don't be so worried about it. There are teams that have only played 8 games. The LA Galaxy 2, however, have played 11 games. Listen, all of the talent that LA Galaxy 2 has been developing went up to the senior team, for the most part. That's the truth. There are some very, very talented youngsters on this LA Galaxy 2 team, and you should be going out to watch them, but don't worry about the results yet, all right? This isn't a team yet. Some individual players, they're doing just fine, all right? LA Galaxy 2 will take on Colorado Springs Switchbacks this Saturday. So you're going to run in the morning. You're going to go home, take a shower, take a nap. Get all's good. 7:30 p.m. Actually, even earlier than that, you're going to be back out at StubHub Center Track and Field Stadium to watch LA Galaxy 2 take on the Colorado Springs Switchbacks. And the awesome thing about this, and I know this is why you tuned into the podcast, you wanted to hear about this more than any of the transfer news and updates that I have for you. You wanted to hear about LA Galaxy 2 hosting Cosmo's birthday party. Saturday, June 10th at StubHub Center Track and Field Stadium, they are celebrating the day Cosmo landed on Earth many years ago. The first 100 people through the gate will get a free taco. Video game truck will be on site. That's free as well. Parking is free. $2 beers, $2 tacos. Stadium gates open at 6:30 p.m. That's a lot of video games and a lot of tacos you can be having and $2 beers you can be drinking. All right. I have a feeling this is going to be a pretty popular event. You might want to get there. The game starts at 7:30 p.m. And then at halftime, there will be Cosmo's birthday celebrations. Woohoo! Happy birthday, Cosmo, my favorite space alien. Hopefully I will see him on at the 5K. He cheats. I would just like to point that out. I may love him, but he's a cheating alien, and he never runs the race, even though he says he does, and he cuts back and forth and taunts me while I'm running. So thanks for that, Cosmo. Appreciate it. Happy birthday, buddy. Maybe we'll see you out there at the LA Galaxy 2 game. All right. The LA Galaxy schedule coming up. There is an Open Cup game. We'll get into more of that on Monday. We're going to have a Monday night show with Kevin Baxter and myself. We should be able to give you all the updates and get you ready for this particular game. Wednesday, June 14th, 7:30 p.m., StubHub Center Track and Field Stadium, again, where the LA Galaxy, the senior team, will take on Orange County FC, the USL affiliate of LAFC. This game will be broadcast on Spectrum Sportsnet and Spectrum Deportes. Okay, you can check it out there. I'm not going to be at this game. I have to travel out of town. This is the problem with these US Open Cup games, is I try to work my schedule around everything, but they pop games in there. So you guys will be more than taken care of. You'll be able to watch it. You can watch it on TV. All those things were there. Then, of course, I'll be back for the Saturday game, June 17th, against the Houston Dynamo when AJ De La Garza comes into town. Yellow Van Dam suspended for that game. Yellow Van Dam in Belgium with his family right now. That was always planned, even during the even though he got the yellow card. It wasn't something they suddenly said, hey, you can go to Belgium now. He was always going to go. That's where his kids live. So he wanted to go back there and visit them and enjoy some time with them. And he will be back on Monday to rejoin the team and get ready for the rest of the week, all right? Wednesday, June 21st, away to Colorado. Saturday, June 24th. So again, rapid-fire games here. Saturday, June 24th, home to Sporting Kansas City, away to San Jose on Saturday, July 1st, and then home to Real Salt Lake on Tuesday, July 4th. You have the Manchester United game on July 15th at StubHub Center, and then July 19th, just 4 days later again. Let's see. It goes Wednesday, Saturday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Wednesday. I know some of you crashed your cars. I put you to sleep during that. I apologize for that. But that's where the LA Galaxy stand in terms of schedule right now. This is a tough stretch. It's not so much the quality of opponents, although there are some good teams. Houston is a good team. All right, Colorado's the worst team in the league right now. Sporting Kansas City's a good team. I have a feeling San Jose might just be a little more jacked up than they were the first last time the LA Galaxy came into town. So going there away on July 1st and playing at Stanford Stadium, you know, because they can never host the game at their own stadium. That was an anomaly that the LA Galaxy actually got to play them there. So they'll be played at Stanford Stadium on July 1st. RSL, not a great team. Manchester United, they're in preseason. It doesn't count. Doesn't matter. Either sell your tickets or go. It doesn't matter. I don't care. And then Wednesday, July 19th, where they host the Vancouver Whitecaps. Vancouver is a good, decent team in fifth place right now in the Western Conference. So we have a lot of interesting stuff sort of coming up. All right. The Western Conference standings as it stands, Sporting Kansas City is in first place, 25 points. Houston Dynamo, 23 points. FC Dallas, 23 points. Portland Timbers, 21. Vancouver Whitecaps, 19. And Seattle Sounders are in sixth place at 19 points. San Jose Earthquakes at 19 points, and then the LA Galaxy at 18 points at 1.38 points per game puts them actually fifth in the Western Conference in terms of the points per game and sort of where they would stand in the Western Conference, all right? Your Supporters Shield winners right now are leaders, Toronto FC, 29 points. Sporting Kansas City just 4 points behind them, but Toronto FC, 1.93 points per game, almost 2 points per game, having played 15 games, 8 wins, 2 losses, 5 draws. The Eastern Conference, I feel, is stronger this year than the Western Conference right now. We'll see if those Western Conference teams can start to claw back, all right? But the bottom three teams in Major League Soccer, Minnesota United, Real Salt Lake, Colorado Rapids, all Western side. I'm getting updates in the chat room that says the Mexico scored 1-0. If it's Gio, you guys have to let me know, right? But I don't even know if he started. I'm here doing this, and Mexico's playing, so I didn't get to watch. But I'm sure the chat room will let me know. The MLS games to watch, I'm just sort of going to give you the Saturday update. There are 3 games this Saturday during the international break. If you want to, you can watch any of them. Chicago Fire hosting Atlanta United, Sporting Kansas City hosting Montreal Impact, and the Portland Timbers hosting FC Dallas. So keep an eye on those if you want to watch any Major League Soccer this weekend. Those are the only ones there. Jonathan Dos Santos apparently with the assist on the goal. And Gio is starting. All right, so see, I'm getting all sorts of great news from the chat room and sort of how it goes, all right? So that's we're getting updated. I'm worried about Gio. Jonathan Dos Santos, though, again, once an LA Galaxy target in terms of who they were going to bring in, is he possibly one of the people the LA Galaxy could be looking at? All right, has anything heated up on him? We haven't heard anything in a while, I'll tell you right now. I have conversations and phone calls with people on a daily basis in terms of what the LA Galaxy are doing and possibly who they're going after. I don't get a lot of names. Sometimes it's more just chasing down really horrible articles that come out and trying to figure out if there's anything going on. All right. That's sort of my thing. I will tell you this. There are 2 significant rumors right now in LA Galaxy land, and I believe both have some merit. All right. I wouldn't tell you. I wouldn't even bring them up most of the time, or I would say just dismiss this one, pay no attention. Okay. So here we are. We have 2. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and this is the article from Rob Dawson from ESPN FC. And let's start with this one because Zlatan was a target of the LA Galaxy before he had the knee injury. Could he be a target now? Zlatan's 1-year deal expires on June 30th. And right now, according to Rob Dawson and the sources that he has talked to, Manchester United will not be offering him a new contract. No contract. This is a free transfer time. You're talking about Zlatan Ibrahimovic coming on a free transfer pretty much anywhere that he wants to go. Zlatan underwent successful surgery for a knee ligament injury in the United States, and sources have said that United have decided that it does not make economic sense to continue to pay more than $380,000 a week with no prospect of him playing for at least the first 5 months of the season. Right now, it looks like the timetable for Zlatan to return would be January. Here's the question. Zlatan's 35 years old, and he turned 36 before he's actually able to play again. He's a value buy right now, all right? He's a value buy. This is, again, I'm not going to advocate one way or the other. I will tell you what I know. I'll tell you at one point, I think the LA Galaxy were very interested in him. At one point, they were waiting to find out whether or not Manchester United was going to make the Champions League. Because if Zlatan was healthy and Manchester United won the Europa League, which they did, all right, and then they were going to go to the Champions League, which they did. So now they are now into the Champions League for next year. Then Zlatan was probably going to stay. This is good information. I have this on pretty good authority. That was the plan. All right, so the problem was the LA Galaxy were waiting to see if Zlatan, if none of those things did happen, then Zlatan would be coming to Major League Soccer. That is something that could have actually happened. Here's sort of the rub. The other thing that I've heard is that at one point, I believe an LA Galaxy person said that he has too much baggage, that Zlatan has too much baggage, that it was too much of an issue to sign somebody like him because of all the things that he brings with it, the Zlatan ego. Sure. I can understand that. Here's the thing, though. Bonus buy right now, okay? He's injured. You don't know if you're going to get him back. You don't know what he's going to look like when he does come back. And for right now, you need a number nine striker. You need somebody in there, all right? I think Giassi's artist isn't working out the way you want it to, and you don't want to play, for whatever reason, Jack McInerney or Jack McBean, guys who could probably play the position, but you don't want to actually let them do that. That's, again, this LA Galaxy team was sort of focused in on youth, bringing the youth. And so far, outside of the positions they've been forced to play people in, outside of the people they're forced to play people in, and that is the truth, the right back position is probably that one position. They've refused to go with the youth that they've actually had near there. All right? That's just sort of the way it's been. I mean, you look at it. Joao Pedro gets played. 23-year-old, they spent a bunch of money on him. It's sort of a different idea than the guys who came up from LA Galaxy 2. Are the guys who came up from LA Galaxy 2, are they not that good? Is there no possible way they can play? Because you had a guy who scored a ton of goals in USL last year. Probably could have won the Golden Boot, but you shipped him off somewhere. What, you're just not going to play him? So if you're not, then you need a striker. And so this Zlatan deal does not help you at all right now. Doesn't help you. Not going to help you, never going to help you, because it's still a long time away. Now, if you're willing to write off this season, which I know, LA Galaxy fans, I know you're just raising your hand wanting to put off this season. This season's done. If you're willing to write off this season, do you go after Zlatan, hoping that he will be able to come back, hoping he has the impact, because the impact off the field, the impact in jersey sales, the impact in international notability, all those things jump up a bazillion percent whenever you get Zlatan Ibrahimovic on your team in the LA Galaxy uniform. This isn't, you can't, as a fan, you can't, cannot just dismiss the fact that there are off-field reasons for people to sign people as well. All right, if you do, you're not taking into the same considerations that other people are. And yes, that is a part of it. That is absolutely a part of it. You think whenever they signed David Beckham, it was all about what he would do for the LA Galaxy? No, it was about what he would do with the league. It was about the jersey sales. It was about the international focus being put on the LA Galaxy. That returns if you sign Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Nobody else in the league, outside of maybe Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo, bring in the clout that Zlatan Ibrahimovic does. You can throw out names all you want. You're lying to yourself. All right? You're lying to yourself. But that's what you get. So there is a chance. If you're asking me if the LA Galaxy for sure 100% are not going to sign Zlatan Ibrahimovic, I'm going to tell you, don't count it out. There's no special information. I'm not holding anything back from you here. I've told you everything I know right now on Zlatan. But I'm saying don't count it out. There are a ton of reasons why he might be perfect for the LA Galaxy. And he comes at a discount because he's injured. Who's going to be the first team? You know there's a team out there that's going to take a chance on him. Probably China. China, sure. Why not? I mean, China actually has offered me a $100 million contract. So just to put that into perspective of what... I mean, I fell out of this chair that I record in, you know, three or four times a week. But they offered me a whole bunch of money to come play soccer for them. So just understand where that is. Now we get to the other rumor. The one that at first you should probably dismiss. I'm going to tell you, I don't even think it looks that good. But I will tell you that I think there's more to it than is even being reported. So Dario Benedetto, who now right now is playing for Boca Juniors, has played some in Liga MX. All right. You may know him. Having a very nice year with Boca Juniors. 23 games started across all competitions. 19 goals, 3 assists, 74 shots, 31 shots on goal. At least those are the numbers I could pick up. In terms of how he's been doing down in the Argentinian Premier League, basically the first division there. There's some history here. Let's go back a little bit. Back in December, there were reports, December of 2016, there were reports that Benedetto was being chased by possibly two MLS clubs. Those clubs, it looks like, ended up being the LA Galaxy and Seattle Sounders. All right, it's probable right now that the Galaxy actually have the discovery rights on Dario Benedetto, whatever that means. All right, here's how I can explain discovery rights to you in the simplest way possible. Discovery rights mean that if the team who has the discovery rights wants to sign the player, and they're willing to pay a whole bunch of money for him, then he probably goes there. It doesn't mean that if a team wants to play a whole bunch more money and they don't have discovery rights, that he doesn't go to where he needs to go. But anyway, it looks like the Galaxy have the discovery rights. The rumor at the time in December and then moving on into January is that the offer could have been anywhere between $10 and $14 million. I think the $14 million way, way, way out there in right field. That's not, that doesn't make the $10 million to $9 million closer. All right, and who knows, that could have been wage and transfer fee. All right, we never know with these because especially in international markets, a lot of times they'll lump the two things together to sort of give you the whole deal, or it'll just be the transfer fee, or it'll just be the wage, and you never really know. All right, I want you to know, you sort of got to pay attention to that. The interesting part of this is that Benedetto actually is a naturalized Mexican citizen as well, even though he's an Argentinian. He did play in Liga MX. That was probably one of the benefits of that. All right. 27 years old, 5'9", 165, a number nine. He's a guy who could definitely come into Major League Soccer. He's young, sort of like Alessandrini in terms of the same age, 27, is playing on a team right now that is doing very well. From what I could pull up on Boca Juniors, they're currently in first place in the league. They're 4 points clear of second place, and they have three games yet to play. That's sort of what I was able to put in. Now, here's why all of that matters, and here's why you need to pay attention to that, all right? Apparently, there is an offer in hand to Benedetto right now. I have not been able to confirm that with anybody. I'm telling you what I know. But the decision to come to Major League Soccer and possibly the LA Galaxy is going to be up to the player. Right now, it's a Zlatan, you know, sort of situation all over again. If Boca Juniors wins the league and or qualifies for Copa Libertadores, which they look like they're in a good position to do, he'll probably stay at Boca. Okay? But I'm telling you right now, it seems to me that there is way more interest on this than there was maybe earlier in the day whenever I was first looking through this and saying, oh no, it doesn't quite look like the way it is. All right? This looks like what it is. We're gonna try to get to the Galaxy and see if we can get anything confirmed. They're not going to confirm anything, I'll tell you that right now. This is how these things go. All right, so I want you to keep an eye on the Benedetto. I don't want you to think, hey, this guy for sure is coming to the LA Galaxy, because I think a lot of things are up in the air. But if you like to watch the Argentinian League, all right, if you want to watch some of that game, if you want to watch Boca Juniors and hope they lose, that's what you want to do, just as I was rooting against Manchester United because I wanted to see what Zlatan would do in Major League Soccer. All right, but these are the two guys that sort of seem... Look, right now, we have two rumors. Two rumors have come out. All right, remember, the LA Galaxy do not have a designated player open spot right now. It's not open. All right, no matter what your friend tells you who swears there's a DP spot open, there's not. All right, Yelav Andom is the third designated player. His salary of $662,000 can be bought down with TAM to open up another designated player spot. That is how that works. Be smarter than your friends. Tell them how MLS rules work. All right, be the life of a party. Everybody loves it when you go into, you know, discovery rights and designated player rules. All right, get up on the table, rock and roll, do your thing. All right, talk about max budgeted players. That's how you get a significant other, ladies and gentlemen. All right, it's all about the max budgeted player. But anyway, keep an eye on Benedetto. But both of these things have both been about strikers, if you haven't noticed that. All right, Zlatan still could possibly a focus. All right, Dario Benedetto, I'm very high on. If you're talking about which one I would want right now, it's Dario Benedetto. Obviously, he's the one who would be available the soonest. All right, I believe the games that Benedetto still has to play, I think they're over by June 24th. That's when things are going to start to heat up a little bit. All right, June 24th, I believe, is the last game. So keep an eye on that. This is stuff we want to watch, all right? These are the things we want to look at. These are the things we're going to continue to keep an eye on. I have Kevin Baxter. He's working on all this stuff. Don't worry. I'm working on all this stuff, all right? Gone are the days when you didn't have people who didn't have to worry about what the front office said or what the front office does or any of those things. That's gone. There are plenty of people who are more than willing to give you guys the best news information that we can possibly give you all the time, all right? If we hold something back, there's a reason. All right, there's a reason we're trying to gain some leverage somewhere else. Those types of things are going to happen. All right, but right now I'm telling you, don't know a lot, but keep an eye on these two. All right, Zlatan, do not count that out. I know some of you are mad. Don't throw things at the
computer. That's how you, if you listen, like on your phone, don't throw your phone because that's how you listen to us. And like, don't hurt your computer because that's how you could listen to us. But find something to throw against the wall that is not going to be my issue. All right. I don't want you to not listen to the podcast because then that hurts my feelings. All right. I hang and live and breathe off of every follow and every listen. All right. All right. Good to know. All right. I was going to say, we did have a couple calls, so let's get to these because I wanted to make sure we did it. And this first one, I cannot tell what the first name is. And this is making me feel really, really bad. Okay. It's an M. All right. She's 11 years old. It might be an M. So if you hear it in the chat room, if you want to help me and try to figure this out, but well, whoever it is, first of all, props to an 11-year-old young lady for calling in the Corner of the Galaxy and dropping and at least asking a good question and showing her vast knowledge of LA Galaxy soccer, all right? I'll tell you right now, there's a bunch of guys who I can tailgate with before the game that don't have the soccer acumen that this young lady does. So whoever you are, I apologize. Again, I can't hear your voice. Just you know, leave me a note on Facebook or write me an email and just tell me, and I will correct myself, and I'll be your number one fan. So here we go. It's an M. It's an M. Listen for it. Here we go.
Hey, Josh. It's Mary. 11 years old, and I like the show. I hear it when I'm doing homework. So anyways, I was wondering if you could answer my question. So I was wondering if the Galaxy an away team, considering that they did well in their 4-game road streak, or are they a home team if they play well against Houston Dynamo? Or is that just a fluke game? So like to hear your thoughts. Like the show. Bye. Thanks.
All right. Did we get that? Is it Mary? Are we going to go with Marie or Mary? I mean, that's kind of what I wanted to be in that Mary, like, sort of land, Maryland. That was a good joke. I crack myself up sometimes. But anyway, Mary or Marie? What? Thank you for the call, first of all. She wants to know if the LA Galaxy are a road team because they did so well on the road, or if they're a home team if they do well against Houston. I don't think anybody could call the LA Galaxy a home team as of yet. Let's see some results there. Are they a road team? Being a road team in Major League Soccer is sort of not a good thing. You're not supposed to win road games in Major League Soccer. In fact, there's a large advantage to the home team. So if you're doing that, if you can be a team that just wins, that's really what you want. But we'll see. We'll sort of see how it goes. I think that if they beat the Houston Dynamo, who are a very good team, that this is more a sign of the maturation of this LA Galaxy team sort of coming together. So let's wait a little bit, Mary or Marie, whatever your wonderful name is. Please call in again, and I promise I will give you a shout out as much as I can. All right, let's go to one more. Aaron from Woodland Hills.
Hey Josh, this is Aaron in Woodland Hills, and I just think that fans need to back off just a little bit and give the team a little bit of slack right now. 4-game road trip, 10 points, 3 consecutive wins on the road when no one expected anything close to this. I think you have said it pretty close that people who say it, that they predicted something like that, are lying. But people are kind of treating it like it's no big deal at this point, when in fact, a month ago, this was unheard of. Nobody thought, I mean, we thought we were completely out of things, and there wasn't a chance things were going to go well. And now things seem to be going a little bit better. And, I think we just need to give the team a little bit of slack. We have to give Jermaine Jones a little bit of slack, as painful as that might sound. But let's see how he does when he comes back. Maybe things are going to be a little bit better now that things are on track. And after the Yella benching about a month ago, 5 weeks ago, things seem to be going a different way. Maybe he's learned his lesson, too, from that. So I don't know. I just think that we all need to sit back, enjoy the ride, support the team, and not be quite as negative. That's my 2 cents.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate that. Let's see. I agree with Aaron on the fact that the LA Galaxy were not expected to do anything even close to what they did on the road. I don't know that fans are being negative right now. I mean, We talked about the best possible case scenario for the LA Galaxy being Cardinolfo winning games and Cardinolfo staying and Cardinolfo becoming this amazing coach that then leads the LA Galaxy onto many MLS Cups and takes over for Bruce Arena. That's like sort of best case scenario, right? Because you don't want to restart already. All right. You don't want to restart it already. You don't want to have to throw out all of this sort of remake that you did whenever you left, Bruce Arena. It's one of those days. Again, you know, I get distracted by shiny things. You don't want to be one of those things where you left Bruce Arena. There was sort of a rebuild. You had to rebuild the roster. You brought on a whole bunch of stuff. You had to redo a whole bunch of things. You don't want to just bail on that. So that's good. If Cardinolfo's winning, that's fine. So I can understand being positive about the road trip. Be positive. And I think some people are probably overly positive, like they can't remember whenever the Galaxy were really horrible at the beginning of the year. Excuse me. So I can see that as well. I don't want people to think, one, that winning on the road is a normal thing. That's not a normal thing. And I don't want people thinking that the LA Galaxy are better than they are. And I don't think that we should sit here and think that the Cardinolfo situation has been settled. I think it's been settled up to a certain point. If you don't think the LA Galaxy start to, and they have a bunch of games, we went over it. If you don't think the LA Galaxy don't have more heat put on them if they struggle in all these games without Giovanni Dos Santos, that's going to be the first argument, right? That's the first thing that I'm going to tell you is the Galaxy need Giovanni Dos Santos in these next, you know, four or five games. And if he's not there, that's an issue. This is sort of what you're getting at. So I Aaron, I agree. I think chilling would be a good thing. I've never known the LA Galaxy fan base to chill. So I don't think that that's something that will happen anytime soon. All right. So we will see where we sit. All right. Is Cardinolfo completely gone off of his hot seat? No, the seat has just become comfortable to sit on for a little while. All right. So that's sort of where we stand there. Again, you start losing games. You lose this game to Houston. Let's think about this, LA Galaxy fans. When was the last time you saw your team won at home? Montreal is the last time you saw this team win at home. Understand that. Understand that that's the last time they won at home. And you saw a whole bunch of games. Philadelphia game, Chicago game. You had FC Dallas at the beginning of the year, Portland Timbers at the beginning of the year. Too much stuff. All right, too much stuff has been happening at home in front of the fans for there to be any level of comfort with this team. Jermaine Jones coming in, I actually agree that we should cut him some slack. Let's see what he's able to... Let's see if this Galaxy team has been able to figure itself and identify itself around his absence and can now play around him better, because that's what you're going to have to do with Jermaine. Jermaine is a large planet, all right? You're going to be caught in his gravitational pull. Knowledge. So pay attention to that. Let's see how this works. Now, if it all goes sideways, don't you think that I'm going to be one of the first people who's saying, this is not good? I'll probably say it on Twitter. This is not good. Jermaine Jones is not fitting in. This is not what the LA Galaxy need. Jermaine Jones needs to hit the bench. All right? This Houston game is going to be big. Lots of former LA Galaxy players. All right? You got AJ. You got Leonardo. So that'll be fun for another reason. I'm sure I'm going to see a ton of AJ De La Garza jerseys, and you know what? You should wear them. You should wear your LA Galaxy jerseys. I'm 100% for that. Do what you want. All right. But it's an important game for the LA Galaxy just to even kick off all of these games. You're going to have some road games that you're not going to win. I doubt the LA Galaxy go to San Jose and beat them in Stanford Stadium. I'm telling you right now. I think it'll be difficult for this team to go to Colorado and beat Colorado right now. Colorado's stingy, right? It's at altitude. It's just a pain in the butt to deal with. And you're going to have to play there and you're going to have to win. Again, winning on the road. You're not supposed to win on the road. That doesn't happen in Major League Soccer. The LA Galaxy just pulled like the equivalent of hitting, you know, black on the roulette wheel, you know, 12 times in a row. It doesn't happen. You know red's coming. All right? So those are all the things you have to look forward to as we continue on and down the road. All right? Does that make sense? Have I answered questions? Have I caused more problems? Am I going to get angry emails telling me I need to chill and relax and not be so negative? And am I going to have to respond to those angry emails telling you that it's not my job to be positive or negative, or either I am what I am? All right, if the LA Galaxy play well, I'm usually pretty positive. If they play bad, I'm kind of negative. Those are sort of the ways that way the cookie crumbles. As I said, did have a great ice cream sandwich, by the way, last night. I just want to shout out to the food truck. Ice cream sent two chocolate chip cookies and then chocolate chip or cookies and cream ice cream between the two chocolate chip cookies. It was, if you go on my Instagram and you follow my personal Instagram, which is out there, it's not hard to find. JGOOSS if you want to, but you'll see the picture of the ice cream truck I saw after my run, you know, getting in shape for this 5K. And so I did go in and, you know, take a shower and ate dinner and stuff like that. And it was still out there. So I went back. I got myself an ice cream sandwich. It was delicious. It was worth every penny that I ever got and every mile that I've put in so far this week. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that. See everybody at the 5K, right? 5K coming up. Everybody's going to be there. See you on Saturday morning. Should be a lot of fun. All right. That does it. We'll get out of here. I don't want to bore you guys anymore. I've had a good time. I apologize if there were any technical difficulties during the live show. But we're doing our best here, a little upgrade, maybe some new features coming up here in the next couple of weeks. We'll see if we can work all of that stuff out. All right, Wendy should be back next week. Gilly Galaxy will actually be playing a game again. Everything should be good once again. All right. U.S. Open Cup game, Corner of the Galaxy podcast on Monday with Kevin Baxter as well. All right, that's what we got. I hope everybody goes out and has a wonderful ice cream sandwich with two chocolate chip cookies and chocolate chip or cookies and cream ice cream in the middle. That sounds delicious. Go have one of those. All right. See you at the 5K. See you at some of the games coming up this week. All right. For everybody here at Corner of the Galaxy, thank you for listening. I'm Josh Gessman. Have a good one.
You've been listening to the Corner of the Galaxy podcast on cornerofthegalaxy.com. You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Galaxy Podcast. And be sure to check out and subscribe to iTunes, Stitcher, and Facebook by searching for Corner of the Galaxy. And for all of your independent LA Galaxy news, discussion, and entertainment, including this podcast, head on over to cornerofthegalaxy.com. Fans, thanks for listening. We ask that you be kind and courteous to your neighbors as you leave the podcast. We thank you for joining us and look forward to seeing you again. Until then, I'm Michael Araujo, and on behalf of the entire Corner of the Galaxy crew, goodbye, everybody.